It's time for Comic Review Weekly, produced by Jackrabbit Studios in association with GravyBoy.com. Now here's your host, Andy Slott.
Hello there, comic book fans. Welcome to episode 22 of Comic Review Weekly, the podcast where you get the good, the bad, and the ugly of comic books, hosted by me, Andy Slaughter. Comic Review Weekly is brought to you by the creative minds of Jackrabbit Studios, home of Gravy Boy, the comic for folks who like a little hero and their heroes. Check it out at www.gravyboy.com. Last week, we had sort of a superhero overload with all the DC One Year Later titles. This week, we're going to change the pace a little and dig into a new independent title published by Ani Press called Local. Local is the brainchild of writer Brian Wood, who also writes the titles Supermarket, Demo, and DMZ. Each issue of Local focuses on a different city or town and tells a self-contained story with regular people in unique circumstances. Well, folks, this reviewer is here to tell you that Local is about as real-to-life character drama as you can get in comics. Each issue is like its own Sundance Film Festival flick, and probably easier to relate to. This entire series will be limited to 12 issues, with a year occurring between each chapter. The only thread that runs from issue to issue is a character who the reader is introduced to in the first book. It should be noted, however, that Local will not revolve entirely around her. Well, what happens in Local? What is it about? Let's start off with the introductory chapter, issue 1, a tale called 10,000 Thoughts Per Second, which takes place in Portland, Oregon. Here's where we meet the character who will be the joining consistent thread of the 12-part series, Megan McKinnon. Here, Megan is supposed to be about 17 or 18, according to Brian Wood's commentary at the end of the book. She has deep, dark eyes and pouty lips, and we find her sitting in her car beside her boyfriend, about to make a choice that will change the course of her life. See, her boyfriend is a junkie. Both of them are waiting in the car outside of a pharmacy as he desperately tries to sign a crumpled prescription slip that she took from a doctor's office. He is sweating profusely, shouting profanities at Megan as he attempts to make the signature look authentic. While he is doing this, Megan takes a quick look at her situation. No narration or exposition is necessary to understand the relationship dynamic here. However she got mixed up with this guy, Megan really can't stand him. She's a runaway, so I guess her options were limited. But her boyfriend is like a rabid dog, barking at her to make his pathetic ploy for drugs work. The dialogue between them contains no caring, no redeeming qualities to speak of. Anyway, the possibilities are before her. She sees them in her mind's eye. What would happen if she goes through with this plan and scores some illegal meds for her boyfriend? A few of the scenarios she runs involve jail time for her. I'll let you find out for yourself exactly how events play out, but by the end, Megan is on her way to a new life in another city. Where will we see her in the next issue of Local? Unfortunately, I don't have issue number 2, but I do have issue 3, and we can take a look at that. In Theories and Defenses, the subtitle of issue 3, the reader is given a quick glimpse into the life of a disbanded rock group by the same name. Set in Richmond, Virginia, we meet the four members of the now-defunct band carrying on with their own lives in the shadow of their former glory. There's Frank Locke, the lead singer, who is being interviewed over the phone for another article in another music magazine. He seems to be the narrator of this issue, recalling the events that brought the band together and got them out of Richmond and into Europe, on through to their eventual breakup. Frank is a die-hard artist, refusing to be just another pop star cranking out the same stuff that he did 10 years ago. We meet Bridget Hardy on vocals and bass guitar trying to make something out of the on-off-on-again romantic relationship with an old boyfriend. Right now, they are in the on-again stage and having a DTR, short for Define the Relationship, conversation. The drummer, Kevin George, is in the process of selling first pressings of old records that he did as a member of Theories and Defenses. Being a former rock star, all it takes is a low offer from a music store owner to make Kevin feel the bitter taste of reality. Oh, and here's where Megan makes an appearance, too. Lastly, there's Ross Gilman, the guitarist. We really don't get too much of a glimpse into Ross's character, but he rounds out the issue nicely by going back to his roots and playing in local bars. The final splash page, in itself, showing him playing alone on a low-key stage, speaks volumes. So, all in all, I was very pleased with Local. I love the single-issue facet of the storytelling, but that's only part of its appeal. However brief our glimpse into these characters is, the emotional power of these vignettes is undeniable. One thing I have to say is that Brian Wood's characters are real. Real, believable, nothing is forced here. At least nothing that I can tell. From Megan in issue 1 to the band in issue 3, the reader is treated to a refreshing dose of believable fictional characters with their own motivations and issues. The dialogue is sharp as an X-Acto blade, yet totally natural. Artist Ryan Kelly also shows off some real talent within the panels of the book. Although his faces have a tendency to all look the same, he manages to imbue his figures with unique mannerisms. Just as the drama and dialogue isn't forced, neither is the artwork. The locales, no pun intended, are natural, and if you happen to live in a city where Local takes place, then you may recognize a landmark or two. The interior of the book is black and white, and I have to admit that I would love to see the pages shine as much as the covers do, thanks to Ryan Kelly's coloring job. In addition to just being a good read, there are some goodies at the back of every issue, like preliminary sketches, commentaries by Brian Wood and Ryan Kelly, to fan mail from people with their own hometown local stories. There's really something here for everybody, I think. Unless you absolutely cannot stand character drama, or you really don't want to spend $3 to look into a window on someone else's life, Local, published by Ani Press, gets 4 out of 5 stars. Enjoy. And that's pretty much going to do it for this week. Thanks again for listening to Comic Review Weekly. You can email me your comments and suggestions at andy@gravyboy.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'm always open to broadening my horizons and checking out new books. So if you have anything in mind that you want to hear about on the show, please let me know. Join us next Monday for another new episode of Comic Review Weekly at www.gravyboy.com/CRW. I'm Andy Slaughter, wishing you happy reading.